Hey, James and David, it's Layton in Tampa. Shocked, surprised, excited about Bucks having a home Super Bowl. Go Bucks! It's gonna be a crazy next couple of weeks. Hope you guys are up for it. Love you guys. Take care. Let's keep it rolling.
Yo, the Bucks are Super Bowl bound. Fellas, I don't know if y'all heard what I just said. The Bucks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl bound. Listen, I don't have time for any of the, oh, this could have been better, that could have been better. I don't care about three picks, man. I'm gonna care about it tomorrow, but today, let's go. Look, man, Thomas Brady has brought a new meaning to it's a Bucks life. Let's go, Bucks, man. Let's go. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome back to the Locked On Bucs podcast, home of your NFC champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am James Yarko, joined as always by Dave Harrison. You can find everything that we are doing over at BucsNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. Thank you, gentlemen, for opening the show with the voicemails. Welcome back, all of our regular listeners. And if you're just excited about the Buccaneers and you can't handle enough Buccaneers talk and you're listening to us for the very first time, we welcome you in. We are here 5 days a week. You can find us on all of your favorite podcatchers of choice. And the way we kick things off on Victory Mondays, we're going to recap the game that was the NFC Championship between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field.
And in that game, Green Bay won the opening coin toss and must not have been paying much attention, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have wanted to start the game on offense this postseason. And the Packers granted their wish by deferring to the second half. On their first possession, the Bucs used a solid balance of run and pass as Tom Brady converted three of their three third down opportunities with three passes to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin combined, the third of which opened up the scoring as Evans hauled in a 15-yard touchdown pass from Brady, and the Bucs took an early 7-0 lead. The score stayed that way through the remainder of the first quarter, but 45 seconds into the second quarter, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers found Marquez Valdez-Scantling for a 50-yard catch and run, knotting the score up at 7 apiece. On Tampa Bay's third drive of the game, they regained the lead like this.
First down, 10, Bucks moving right hand off. A little stutter step by Fournette. Fights through a tackle. Gets a block to the right side. And another block. He's inside the 10 to the 5. 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Fournette refused to go down.
The 20-yard run by playoff Lenny Leonard Fournette put the Buccaneers up 14-10, and they would never relinquish the lead again. The Packers did draw closer with 5 minutes remaining in the first half, however, after Mason Crosby made a 20-yard field goal to bring the score to 14-10. But then a late second quarter interception by Sean Murphy Bunting set up perhaps the play of the game with just 8 seconds left in the first half.
Well, you bring in speedy Scotty Miller. Ryan Succop's got the leg
Please
warmed
put
up.
8 seconds on the game clock. 8 seconds on the game clock.
So apparently the game plan is here with 6 seconds remaining. Now 8 seconds remaining. As you heard referee Cleet Blakeman say, add 2 more seconds to the clock. So this is time you throw an out route, get a few more yards. Fournette, the running back, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Brady to throw, throws a deep pass downfield. Got Scotty Miller in the open, makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Scotty Scooter Miller, and Brady puts it right on the spot.
In total, Brady threw for nearly 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half. The Buccaneers converted 70% of their third down tries, and Tampa Bay took a 21-10 lead into halftime.
The Buccaneers started the second half on defense and picked up right where they left off at the end of the first half. On 3rd and 5, Aaron Rodgers passes to Aaron Jones for a short gain, but safety Jordan Whitehead jarred the ball loose and it was recovered by Devin White. White would scoop it up and run to the Packers' 8-yard line, setting up 1st and goal. Brady wouldn't need more than just one play where a perfectly designed fake left this playoff stud wide open.
Bucks take over. 1st down and goal at the Green Bay 8-yard line. Tampa Bay Buccaneers move right to left. Lead 21-14. Black and back, Brady throws toward the other. Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. It is Cameron Brait. One play for Brady to do his thing. And Brait spikes the ball. And the Buccaneers lead 27-10.
The extra point made the lead 28-10, Bucks. And it seemed as if things were well in hand. However, Aaron Rodgers had other ideas. Packers offense orchestrated a perfect 8-play drive, getting 1st downs on 3 consecutive plays and setting up the 8-yard touchdown pass to tight end Robert Tonyan, cutting the lead to 28-17. Brady and the Bucks would look to answer, but on 2nd and 10, Brady looked deep to Mike Evans, left the ball short and inside, resulting in an interception by Amos and giving the Packers life at their own 32-yard line. It was Tom Brady's 1st interception on the road since week 1 against the Saints. Rodgers then led a 13-play drive spanning 68 yards when he found Davante Adams on a quick slant for the 2-yard touchdown. However, receiver Equanimeous St. Brown dropped what would have been a 2-point conversion, so the Bucs' lead was 28-23 with just 24 seconds left in the 3rd quarter. Jaden Mickens set the Bucs up with great field position, returning the kick out to the 45-yard line. The Bucs had 2nd and 11 from the Packers' 28 when a pass to Evans went off his fingertips and fell into the arms of Packers corner Jair Alexander. Rodgers and the offense started at their own 19, but moved backwards thanks to a Shaq Barrett sack on 3rd and 5 for a loss of 10, and the Bucs would get the ball back with 10:51 remaining in the game. Unfortunately, it was another bad showing by the offense. Brady was under heavy pressure on 3rd and 2 when the Packers sent a corner blitz that went uncovered, and he threw up a jump ball for Mike Evans. Evans, not expecting the pass, turned his head too late, and it was another easy interception for Alexander and Brady's 3rd turnover in consecutive drives. On 1st and 10, from their own 24, Rodgers was sacked for a 3rd time by Shaq Barrett, then threw 2 straight incomplete passes, forcing the Packers to punt with 8:20 remaining and the Bucs still leading 28-23. Brady found Chris Godwin on 2nd and 7 for a 1st down. Then on 2nd and 11, he found Gronk for his 1st reception of the game. And Gronk ran 30 yards down to the Packers' 30-yard line, putting the Bucs in field goal range. They would gain just 2 more yards, and Ryan Succop was called upon for the 46-yard field goal. The kick was perfect, and the Bucs took a 31-23 lead with 4:42 remaining. Aaron Rodgers did what Aaron Rodgers does, and he pushed the ball down the field quickly. With a 29-yard strike to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the Packers had 1st and 10 from the Bucs' 28 with 3:12 left. An 11-yard pass to Davante Adams on 3rd and 1 got the Packers 1st and goal from the 8. Rodgers then had 3 straight incompletions, and the Packers opted to kick a field goal with 2:05 remaining and all their timeouts. Leonard Fournette would gain 6 yards on 2 carries as the Buccaneers cling to a 31-26 lead and set up 3rd and 4. A Tom Brady pass to Tyler Johnson fell incomplete, but a defensive pass interference call gave the Buccaneers a 1st down with 1:39 remaining. On 3rd and 5 with 48 seconds left, the Buccaneers needed 1 more 1st down to ensure their trip to Super Bowl 55.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Lambeau Field, trying to notch a win on Championship Sunday. No running back. Here's the snap and an end around to Godwin. Godwin running to the 30. He's got the 1st down across the 40. Bucs are going to win this football game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a reverse play. Who would have guessed? Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians dial up the right play. Godwin, our leading receiver, he romps for the 1st down. And the Buccaneers have a fresh set with 27 seconds left. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be the 1st team ever to host a Super Bowl. the Bucs have punched their ticket to Super Bowl 55.
Victory formation was all it took for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to head to Super Bowl 55 in Raymond James Stadium with their 31-26 upset of the Green Bay Packers. Thanks, as always, to Gene Deckerhoff and the Buccaneers Radio Network for the audio. The Super Bowl will be played on February 7th, and the Bucs have some players that need to get healthy while the rest of the team stays loose. You can get healthy as well, thanks to our friends over at Echelon. When it comes to staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals, and feeling great about yourself. Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their Echelon Stride Smart Treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. And right now, you can try Echelon Fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Go to echelonfit.com/lockedon. That's Echelon fit.com/lockedon. More from your Tampa Bay Buccaneers NFC Championship victory coming up in segment two of the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Back now for segment two, Victory Monday, NFC Championship Victory Monday. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers headed to Super Bowl. Derek Brooks in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Couldn't get any better than that. We thank you all, of course, for joining us. And after you're done listening to this show, get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from your local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today, wherever you get podcasts. James, it just so happens that I am the first guest on Locked On Today because the Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers. And Buccaneers fans have been flooding the voicemail line, as you would expect, giving us their reactions. So let's pause for a minute and give two more fans their airtime.
Absolutely.
What's going on, guys? This is Justin from Old Bridge, New Jersey, and we did it. The 2020 Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to the Super Bowl. Oh, my God, my mind is blown. I started crying after the game. The last time we won the Super Bowl, I was 4 years old. I'm 22 right now, so you can just imagine how great this feels. Just to take in the moment, it's amazing. Even with Antoine Winfield and Antonio Brown, and then eventually even Whitehead out of the game, we still managed to survive, and we beat the Packers in Lambeau Field. On to Tampa Bay, the first team in NFL history to have a home field advantage. Let's see who we face. Let's go, Bucks.
Fire the cannons, boys! What's up? This is Matt from Morphin, Georgia. I can't believe it. We're going to the Super Bowl. I got some special guests here with me. I got Troy, Hank, and Nash, my three sons. And they're going to help us here on the Buccaneers to the Super Bowl. You ready, guys? B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Give a cheer for the Buccaneers. Give a cheer for the Buccaneers. That's right. I got my three favorite Buccaneers fans here in Morbid, Georgia, and we are all in disbelief. We are celebrating. We're going crazy. I'm trying not to cry. Golly, what a game, guys. We had JPP and Shaq Barrett coming back to life, getting sacks on Aaron Rodgers. Whitehead with the forced fumble. Devin White, man. My man, Devin White. Play calling was kind of frustrating, but we overcame that. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Sean Murphy bunting. We're going to start calling him Showtime Sean because he might have sucked during the regular season, but boy, has he showed up. Just like playoff Lenny, everybody running hard. Oh, my God. And I don't know about you guys. Please tell me your favorite part of this game. But mine was the Scotty Miller huge touchdown to end the half. Go Bucks.
I loved everything about both of those. Those were fantastic voicemails.
Listen, I tweeted from the Locked On Bucks Twitter account that, like, I don't remember exactly, but I've never appreciated listening to voicemails more than I have today on Sunday, getting these voicemails for Bucks fans. And we're not going to get to all of them, unfortunately, guys. We're going to get to as many as we can. You guys have already heard. We've already played four, and I'm going to try to get, like, two or three more in before we finish this recording. We're going to get as many of you on the air as we can because there's just so much emotion, and there's so much appreciation and just excitement. You know what I mean? And I mean, this is just for a trip to the Super Bowl. I mean, like, this isn't even Lombardi. Like, I can only imagine the emotions that are going to be flowing through Bucks Nation if this team actually wins the Super Bowl. And I mean, like, we say it all the time. But if you're a regular, you already know. We greatly appreciate you guys letting us into your lives by listening to us, but then also kind of showing us a little bit of your life. You know, Matt is one of the bigger ones. I mean, he sends us videos and everything all the time. He sends them on Twitter for you guys to see as well. If you're not following him on Twitter, you definitely need to get on that because they're very entertaining. But yeah, absolutely appreciate those guys. And James, we're going to get to our offensive plays of the game and our defense plays of the game here in just a minute. Matt asked us what our favorite moment of the game is, so we can get into that as part of that. But first, I wanted to talk to you about something that I think a lot of people are going to be talking about, and that is the field goal in the fourth quarter by the Green Bay Packers. Mason Crosby makes a 26-yard field goal, makes it 31-26, which ends up being the final score, leaves 2 minutes, 5 seconds on the clock. The Green Bay Packers have all three timeouts. What did you think about them going for that field goal? This is a question that Peter Bukowski asked me for his Monday episode of Locked On NFL and for the Locked On Today segment. So you guys can hear my answers on Locked On NFL or on Locked On Today. But James, I want to hear your answer about your thoughts when Coach LaFleur decided down 8 points in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left to go for a field goal instead of going for a touchdown on fourth and goal from the 8-yard line.
I was honestly really, really surprised at the decision. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? This is a Packers defense that has taken the ball away from the Buccaneers three times in the second half. They have the 2 minute warning. They have all three timeouts. I get it. Now you kick the field goal. You're not relying on having to get a 2-point conversion. All you have to do is get in the end zone. You don't even have to kick the extra point. A trip into the end zone gives you the lead in this game for the first time and may send you to the Super Bowl. So I was surprised they didn't go for it. But at the same time, I kind of understood LaFleur's thought process. All I know is that Aaron Rodgers was not happy about it. He was asked about it post-game, and he said that decision wasn't up to me, and he was pissed. So I found it surprising. Aaron Rodgers didn't like it. Packers fans didn't like it. But, you know, you take that kind of chance when you decide to put points on the board and then give the ball to the greatest quarterback to ever do it with 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, exactly. And again, my opinion on that play is going to be found on the Locked On Today podcast or Locked On NFL podcast. So if you guys want to hear what I have to say about that, go over there and do that. But James, let's get into these plays of the game, kind of our favorite moments. And I'm going to start with the offensive play of the game for me. And it is also my favorite moment of the game. And it's that bomb to Scotty Miller. I mean, the Buccaneers are lining up for the punt, you know, and then they decide to take a second. Let's think about it a little bit. Let's see what we can do here. I mean, you got a long field goal, an extremely long field goal in Lambeau Field on a not so secure surface. You know what I mean? Or you can take a shot. And I love Gene Deckerhoff on that call kind of saying, like, you bring in Scotty. That's why I left that part in there. It's a little bit longer than we like to keep our highlight clips, but I left that in there because I'm like, Gene spotted it from up there. You know what I mean? Like, you bring Scotty Miller in. And we've seen this connection, Scotty Miller and Tom Brady, throughout the regular season, at times when he was healthy, and then in the postseason. I mean, eventually somebody has got to get a clue that you cannot just leave Scotty Miller one-on-one in press coverage, because once your guy gives up that coverage, gives up that space, Scotty Miller is going to burn him, and Tom Brady's going to drop it in a bucket. So that is my favorite moment and my offensive play of the game.
Yeah, and David, I'm going to double up on my defensive plays of the game, and it's – Packers drives, both following interceptions of Tom Brady. So you have the interception, scores 28-23, and on third and five, Aaron Rodgers gets hit for a 10-yard loss by Shaq Barrett. The defense is able to force that three and out, and the Packers punt the ball away. Of course, three plays later, Tom Brady gives it right back. So how does the defense start in a must-have drive with under 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter? First and 10, Shaq Barrett, third sack of the game, sets the tone for that offensive drive for the Packers. Rodgers, under pressure, feeling a little rushed, throws two straight incomplete passes. Then the Packers have to punt the ball back. So Shaquille Barrett's relentless pressure and two key sacks following Buccaneers turnovers helped set the tone, helped get the Bucs defense off the field, get the offense back on the field. Of course, after that final one, we know that they were able to march down the field, get a field goal, extend that lead to 8, and that was pretty much all she wrote. So sack Barrett, some key sacks in key moments, and whew, he is going to cash in free agency, making plays like that on the biggest stage probably he's ever been a focal point of. I know he's played in a Super Bowl, but he wasn't a part of that Broncos defense the way he is a part of this one.
Absolutely. And Cody Rourke, the host of Locked On Broncos podcast, actually tweeted during the game, what if Shaq Barrett is making himself money and he's about to get paid to return to the Denver Broncos? And that is something that I could see happening for one, and would actually be kind of entertaining. But yeah, so a lot of good plays going around in this game. One more segment coming up, James, and we're going to go through our predictions, and then we're going to hear from a couple more Buccaneers fans as they called in to share their emotions and their excitement over the Buccaneers winning the NFC Championship game in Lambeau Field over the Green Bay Packers. And we're going to do so thanks to our friends over at BuiltBar.com. Built Bar is the most delicious protein bar you will ever try. Guys, if you've been with us for a while, you already know how dedicated, how hook, line, and sinker bought in James and I are to this product. If you haven't been with us, this company has 18 amazing protein bar flavors. Guys, I promise you, you're going to think you're eating a candy bar. They've got flavors like caramel brownie, carrot cake, coconut, which tastes like a Mounds bar. They're covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew, and better yet, they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. If you're on the keto diet, trying the keto diet, or you just like some features of the keto diet, they're perfect for you. Go to BuiltBar.com, use a promo code LOCKED, and you will get 20% off of your next or your first order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
And of course, a big shout out to the one place that we go to and the one place we trust when it comes to betting online. And that is our friends at betonline.ag. Look, as we are recording this, the Kansas City Chiefs are leading the Buffalo Bills 31-15. It looks like it'll be a Buccaneers Chiefs Super Bowl. And let me tell you, betonline.ag already, they have a point spread for the Bucs Chiefs. They have halftime props. They have Super Bowl props. You can bet on the Puppy Bowl. Yes, the Puppy Bowl. There's a prop bet as to more touchdowns in the Super Bowl combined between two teams or more birdies by Tiger Woods in the first round of the Masters. They have everything. All you have to do is create a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Again, promo code locked on to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Wrapping things up here on a Victory Monday edition of the Locked On Bucs podcast. Coming up tomorrow, David and I are going to break down our best and worst. That's right. I said David and I. David's going to be on a Tuesday episode, y'all. It's a celebration. We're going to have more voicemails from the listeners, and we're going to look ahead to whoever the Buccaneers will be facing in the Super Bowl again. Right now, looks like it's going to be the Chiefs. But David, let's go ahead and get into our bold and score prediction recaps. I'm going to go ahead and start things off with my bold prediction, where I said Chris Godwin was going to lead the team in targets, receptions, yards, touchdowns, and he would not have any drops. Well, 3 out of 5 isn't bad. Chris Godwin led the team with 9 targets. He had 5 receptions, most on the team, 110 yards, most on the team. He did have a drop, and he did not get in the end zone. So you have Mike Evans, Cameron Brate and Scotty Miller tied for the team lead in touchdowns there with one apiece. But I'll take 3 out of 5 from Godwin.
Yeah, I think not a bad night at all. And then my bold prediction was Aaron Jones having his second lowest yards per carry average in this game for the season, that is. He did not. He actually ended up with like a 4.2 yards per carry. But he did leave with an injury, which I'm not applauding, but I'm just saying, like, had he been in there more, maybe the Buccaneers defense could have done a little bit more damage. And my score prediction was 38-31, which was actually pretty close, but no cigar. And I just want to go ahead and brag on myself a little bit. I won $106 tonight by betting on the Buccaneers to win this game and to cover the spread.
David, my score prediction was 31-28. So I think I win the closest to the pin contest in the score prediction category. All right, David, let's fire up a couple more voicemails here before we get to our final thoughts on the NFC Championship game.
Hey, guys, this is Jacob from South Carolina. I don't know if this is making it on the show, but Tampa Bay is going to the Super Bowl, and I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I'm 7 years old with my twin brother watching us win the Super Bowl 19, 20 years ago. So I cannot believe it. He may not be here, but I'm wearing his jersey, and he's with us in spirit. I am so excited. I am pumped. We are going to Tampa Bay. We are going home for the Super Bowl. Woo! Go Bucks!
What's up, James and David? Let's go! Buccaneers going, first team ever go to their home stadium for the Super Bowl. We're on to the Super Bowl. Let's go!
All right, David, let's get into final thoughts. Put a tidy little bow on this episode. Plenty to talk about. We are going to be talking about this game for the next 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks, David. I'm so glad that you are in Mobile, Alabama, and you can bring us some Senior Bowl content, help break it up a little bit, because there's only so many things you can talk about for 2 weeks, and these storylines are going to get beat into the ground. But I said it before. I'll continue to say it. I started saying it, David, during a losing streak, when people were ready to jump off the Skyway Bridge. It's not always the best team that wins the Super Bowl. It's the team that is playing the best football when it matters the most. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers now have won 7 games in a row. They closed out the final quarter of the 2020 season by going 4-0. They've now won 3 road playoff games in a row, and they get to play a Super Bowl in their house. Cannons will be firing. People will be pumped. The NFL and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are giving 7,500 tickets to vaccinated frontline workers to show their appreciation for their work. Guess what? Those frontline workers, chances are, they're going to be Buccaneers fans. There's going to be a whole lot of red in that stadium cheering on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it's exciting. It doesn't matter what happens in the Super Bowl at this point. This season was a success. You brought Tom Brady here. You brought Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette. You drafted Tristan Wirfs. You did all that just for the opportunity to play in this game, and you've gotten there. What a year. What a year, David.
What a year indeed. My final thoughts. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of time talking about this game. So I'm actually going to go away from the game. Listen, like you mentioned, James, and like you guys are all aware, the Super Bowl's in 2 weeks. So we've got 2 weeks to lead up to this thing. We're already working on our Super Bowl week schedule, trying to set up some guests that you've heard from before, of course, you know, but they're some of the favorites and they always have good things to say. So we're trying to set up a nice heavy week for you guys to get as many angles to this game, as many opinions and thoughts out there. Of course, we want your questions and your thoughts leading up to the Super Bowl as well. But like James said, I'm on my way to the Senior Bowl. I'm not there yet because it doesn't even start till Tuesday. But I drove halfway, stopped for the NFC Championship game. I'm sitting in a hotel right now. My hotel neighbors are probably not very happy with me. And then I will get up tomorrow morning, finish the trip to Mobile, get my credentials, and then, yeah, Tuesday the festivities kick off. And so we'll be coming at you from the Senior Bowl starting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Listen, if you have a prospect at the Senior Bowl that you want to know about, shoot me the name. Shoot me a voicemail or shoot me a tweet, whatever you want, and I'll see what I can do. There are some COVID restrictions. There are some weather concerns as well, so we'll see how much I can get. But if you have a guy that you're just in love with for this draft process, I know it's weird. We're not really even talking about draft, but if you have a guy that you know is in Mobile this week and you really want to know something about him, or you just want to know how he's doing at practices, let me know and I'll see if I can keep an eye out for them or ask him a question that you sent to me. That'd be kind of cool. So that's my final thoughts for today's episode, because we're going to talk about this thing for a while.
All right. And with that, David, as we are wrapping up, Travis Kelce scores a touchdown. The Kansas City Chiefs are up 37-15 with 7.5 minutes left. Looks like we're going to be talking Buccaneers versus
Brady and Mahomes.
What a world we live in where we get Brady versus Breeze, Brady versus Rodgers, and Brady versus Mahomes all in one postseason. Don't forget, check out my pick six column going up at BucksNation.com at 9 o'clock Monday morning. Lots of fun there talking about the Buccaneers win over the Green Bay Packers. And David and I are going to talk about our best and worst coming up on tomorrow's episode. Real quick, another shout out and another thank you to all those who called in. Thank you to Layton, True, Justin, Matt and Troy, Jacob, the anonymous caller who didn't say their name, Chris, who will be the last voicemail that you hear. There's plenty more. We're going to have more to play on tomorrow, including Peter Bukowski, the host of Locked On Packers, making good on his promise. He will be calling in for tomorrow's episode. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers are headed to Super Bowl 55. David and I, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for riding with us. David, we have covered some terrible Buccaneers teams, both in writing and on podcasts. What a life. We are covering a Super Bowl contending team. I hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. How could you not? Stay safe. Stay healthy, wash your hands, good to each other. And we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucs.
This is Chris from New York. All I got to say, man, the emotional support tonight was huge. Let's go. We're back. We're fine.